Brian Freeman is the best-selling author of the mysteries featuring Duluth police detective Jonathan Stride. The new book debuts tomorrow, and it is set on one of the most celebrated days in Duluth. It's called Marathon. Brian Freeman joins us on the Monday Morning Show. Thanks for being here, Brian.
Absolutely. Glad to be with you.
Great.
Well, this is as always, your stories are complicated. Set the scene for us.
Well, this book starts on Marathon Day in June, and it takes place in a very tight time frame. There's only a handful of days to get everything in, but an awful lot happens in those next few days.
So, Brian, what intrigued you about writing about a bombing at a marathon that luckily is very fictional for the Duluth area, but not fictional in our world? That's for sure.
Well, that's exactly right, and actually the inspiration for Marathon, not surprisingly, came 4 years ago when the Boston bombings hit. And I can remember Marcia and I were in Door County at that point planning for a library event, and we were glued to the television set, as I think everyone in the country was, as they were doing this manhunt around the city. And you know, I was thinking that the Marathon is such an important part of the identity of Boston, and it's similarly such an important part of the identity of Duluth, that I felt this really needed to become a part of Jonathan Stride's world. But I decided very early on that I didn't simply want to deal with issues of terrorism. I wanted instead to do something that really became a book more about hatred and how hatred becomes a self-perpetuating cycle of violence and revenge. So that's really what drives Marathon, and it kind of gets into all the issues we face today, and in particular sort of how social media becomes this factor in spreading information and misinformation like wildfire around a community.
One of the things I experienced in the book is there is a darkness, and that I see you saying that the words people say and the information they pass on can create dire consequences, and they certainly come up in your book.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, there is a power these days that comes via social media that gives ordinary people an ability to influence big events in a way that simply never existed before. And there's so much anonymity and there's so much immediacy to things like Twitter and Facebook and things like that when misinformation gets fired out there and when people sort of act without thinking, the ramifications can be not only dire but immediate. Things can happen so fast that there's just not the time to react properly.
The character in the book that really embodies that, she's sort of the ringleader, and Michael just pointed out to me this morning, I didn't see the connection, that her name is Dawn Bash, and I never paid attention to her last name, that has something to do with how she is in the world and how she creates this social media frenzy.
Yeah. Dawn Bash is a character that's fun to create because she's easy to hate. She's an activist and what she styles herself a First Amendment activist, and so she is holding a what she calls sort of a First Amendment symposium in Duluth, and that is the catalyst for a lot of the unrest and the protests and the disagreement going on in the city. And unfortunately, you know, her approach is to defend something worthy like the First Amendment and then sort of twist it around for her purposes. And she ends up using it as a platform to sort of bash the Muslim community, and it begins to sort of spread around the city.
And what I don't think I'm revealing too much here, but well, I am. But in terms of using the social media to take pictures of places where Muslims reside or work, and just that simple act has consequences.
Right, exactly. I mean, she's trying to bump right up against the edge of what the First Amendment allows you to do, and there's the question of is that incitement or is it simply someone using their First Amendment platform to take some simple pictures and post them on the internet.
One of the things I appreciate about your book is even though there's a darkness to it, I find a real sense of humor, and you are a wordsmith. There's a point where you describe Duluth and the landscape of Duluth and the skyline, and you say it makes Duluth look like a big city when it was really just a small town dressed up to look more sophisticated, like a girl wearing her mother's dress.
Yeah, I love Duluth, and one of the things I love about Duluth is it really always does seem to be a small town pretending to be a big city, and frankly that's what makes it so great for my novels. It's large enough that you can imagine some dark things happening there, but it's small enough that you always seem to be bumping into your past, and that's a theme that comes up again and again in my books.
We're talking about the new Jonathan Stride thriller that goes on sale tomorrow. It's called Marathon, written by Brian Freeman. Brian, I wonder if we can talk about the Muslim community. You really paint a portrait here, and I'm wondering how much you knew about the Muslim community of Minnesota or Duluth before you wrote this, or how the research process was for you.
Yeah, starting out, I knew very little, and my experience, like the experience I think of many, many Americans, is that I just did not know much about the Muslim community, and what I really wanted to do in Marathon is create sort of an ordinary Muslim family as real characters and be able to really show them as ordinary real people, and of course in order to do that I needed to find out much more about them and their communities. So I approached members of the Muslim community not far from where I live and told them kind of what I was trying to do and what I was trying to do in this thriller, and I will say initially there was a little bit of trepidation. Because I think that the tendency in the if you're an ordinary Muslim these days is to try to kind of keep your head down with all these things going on, and yet when I explained the approach I wanted to take in this book and how much I wanted to focus on the idea that we simply need to be cognizant of how the hatred spiraling in the community needs to be brought under control, and that I was trying to deal with sort of ordinary people. They were very, very gracious in talking about their daily lives and their religion, and they invited me to attend a Muslim prayer service, and I simply learned a lot about their lives, and hopefully I was able to pour some of that into the book as well.
One of the things that I noted in the book is the tension between, well, we had Agent Maloney, who was with the FBI, and she's a bit broken, and she's assigned to the case in Duluth because she in part grew up in Duluth. But there is that tension, and it's not a hatred, but a tension between the local officials, police enforcement, and the FBI. Can you describe how you shape that?
Yeah, there is always going to be a little bit of that tension, I think, between the local authorities and the national authorities coming in. I mean, inevitably, and Stride talks about this, when you're dealing with a case that could represent something large like terrorism, there's going to be more than local interest. There's going to be national interest, and the authorities are going to want to bring in a federal presence that has the sort of crime-fighting technology and resources that a local community doesn't have. At the same time, when an event happens in a local community, that strikes very personally at all the people, including the police that live there. And I think inevitably, if that investigation kind of gets taken out of their hands, there's a little bit of resentment and a feeling like, well, this happened to our town. We should be the ones to really bring this to closure.
And that they do know their town, and they know it better in some ways than the experts that come in. I saw also a continuing theme in this book of a development of the characters and maturity, for instance, with Kat and with Serena and Stride. It's not only about the crime or the bomb, but it's also about those relationships.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and that was very deliberate. I'm dealing with some big dramatic themes in this book, and I wanted to set up a contrast, between those kind of big picture themes and the very intimate drama that's going on between Serena and Kat in particular, and sort of the awkward, almost mother-daughter relationship developing there, because I wanted to be able to showcase the idea that it's those intimate family relationships, and it's those personal moments that are really the things that begin to hold people together. And so I wanted to set up this this relationship between all these other things that are going on and the sort of simple everyday drama between Serena and Cad.
Yeah, in the midst of a crisis and the very few days of the event, relationships go on, and they're stretched, and they are also challenged, and they mature.
Yes, exactly right, exactly right. And when Serena discovers a particularly shocking, tragic bit of news, she almost feels numb, and then yet, almost immediately after, something good, something positive happens in the relationship with Cad, and it's really that positive moment that suddenly breaks her down and brings her to tears.
You know, one part of the story that I was drawn to, because I guess I feel like I hadn't thought about this before, but, we've talked about the power of social media in this story and how it could spread rumors with, especially with Dawn Bash and her hashtag no exceptions. Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So, but it really, you really were playing with this idea that those witnesses can have very faulty memories of what goes on, and who we are as people has a lot to do with what we think we saw. And I wonder if you can talk more about that.
Yeah, I guess I've been spending a lot of time on the theme of memory this year, because my my previous thriller in January, The Nightbird, was all about manipulating memories, and here I am in Marathon dealing with the issue of eyewitness memories and the troubles there. That's kind of the combination. You have eyewitness memories to events that are always problematic, that are always faulty, and then you combine it with the immediacy of social media, and it allows this misinformation to just get fired out there. One of the things that was a very important choice for me in this book, I deliberately wanted the events that happen at the marathon to happen off stage. So the book kind of takes you up to the moment of something bad happening, and then it picks up in the moments after that event has happened. And the way the reader actually finds out about the incident is through tweets that are coming out and that appear in the book. And I chose to do that because that is so much how we find out about events these days. It's not that we're necessarily turning on the TV and watching the news. It's through those posts going out on social media that suddenly that's how we discover things. And that's also what pulls someone like Michael Melville into this hunt for who did this. And he thinks that he knows, but he's an eyewitness, and he's relying on what he remembers of one particular moment that was there and gone in a flash.
And because of his past, he becomes obsessed.
Yes. I mean, he thinks that he's got the key to solving this mystery, and he just spends hours and hours and hours going through online photographs, convinced that he can find this person that he saw, and convinced that that's the person that's behind the bombing.
The new thriller is Marathon by Brian Freeman. It comes out tomorrow. So as an author, Brian, what does that mean? What does the debut of a book mean for you? Do you head out on tour?
Yeah, I will be in Duluth tomorrow. The launch of Marathon actually takes place at the Barnes & Noble up on Miller Hill. So I'll be there at 6 p.m. in the evening, and I hope a lot of folks in the Northland will come out and talk to me about the new book. And then I'll be going around Minnesota and around the country over the course of the next 3 weeks or so. So I always look forward to book launch time, because that's one of those rare times I get a chance to sort of come out from the closet of my office, where I'm tucked away for most times writing, and actually get out and meet real people again.
Well, a question. Are there more books to come?
Yeah, absolutely. I just literally 2 days ago turned in the next Frost Easton book. He's my San Francisco character who appeared in The Nightbird. I just handed that over to my publisher on Friday, and I will be back dealing with Mr. Stride in Duluth this summer.
Great.
Brian Freeman's new mystery, Marathon. You can find more information on all his books, bfreemanbooks.com. Brian, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.